Another fascinating program ahead of us tonight. The regular panelists will join me shortly. But first, let's head to Cove in County Cork and say hello to Jim Wilson. Jim, how are you?
Not too bad at all, Derek. Not too bad. All good.
Now, you want to talk to me about Harper's Island and wading birds. They're all flooding in at the moment.
They are, absolutely. They've been away for the summer, breeding in Northern Europe, Central Europe, Scandinavia, Iceland, even Canada. And now is the time for them to move where they can find a lot more food over the winter months. And Ireland is one of the main destinations for a lot of these wetland birds. And at Harper's Island now, we can see the numbers building both within species and in the variety of species that we're starting to record there. It's a time of year that's always exciting, and that's the beauty of being involved in observing nature. Every season brings something to look forward to, and this time of year is definitely the time for the waders.
So this is just really a quick reminder for people to get out and keep their eyes open. So just to explain to people what Harper's Island is, in case they haven't been with us in the past.
For the two or three that were sound asleep over the years, Harper's Island is a relatively new nature reserve. It's owned by Cork County Council. It is on the northern shore of Cork Harbour, which is a vast estuary and port area. It's really brilliant because it's open to the public. Unfortunately, we don't allow dogs or cyclists. It has become very, very popular with people of all ages and people, you know, who want somewhere quiet. Maybe the stresses of life are getting too much for them. And Harper's is a great place to do that. It's a good place to walk. But also, we have two viewing hides where you can sit in comfort and listen and watch what comes and goes in and out of our nature reserve.
Now, you've got all sorts of birds there, thousands of birds coming in. But if I were to go to Harper's Island tomorrow on my own, I don't know an awful lot about birds. It's best to learn the individual ones first, not be getting confused by the myriad of birds that are in front of me. So if you were to pick one that I could start by looking at, which one would you pick?
All right. Well, the curlew is one. Even though the plumage is often described as drab, I don't think it's drab at all, especially if you look at the beautiful tones of browns and greys and blacks and buffs. Absolutely beautiful bird. And of course, it's got a diagnostic, or as we say, a characteristic, unique, very, very, very long curved beak. We do have another rarer cousin, the whimbrel, but you'll hardly come across that. But it's the curlew is the one I would go down and look out for a number of reasons, actually. It's been covered on the programme, of course. Eric did a great documentary not too long ago, and I would advise anybody and recommend them to go wherever you get your podcasts and have a listen to Eric's great documentary, nearly an hour long, everything you want to know about the curlew. But when you go to Harper's, you sit there and you'll see this bird. It's one of the biggest wading birds that you'll see on the wetlands there. And in fact, on many wetlands throughout Ireland, not just at the coast either, by the way, they'll be found inland during the winter too. But you sit and watch them, long legs, which is where they get the name wader, because they're able to wade into the water and find worms in particular is their favourite food, which they'll see. And you'll often see them dipping their head completely underwater while they're getting them on a rising tide. But normally they'll be out on the edge. And the beauty about watching the wetland birds is they're not up in the trees, stuck in branches and leaves. I hate woodland bird watching if I'm showing people, because often you can't see them, the birds. But whereas for wetland birds love it. Wide open areas, because they can look out for danger. Yeah. So you great views of them. They'll sit there usually at high tide. That's the best time to go to Harper's or any high tide area, a roosting area we call it around the country. High tide is the best time to go because all the birds are packed in together, because all the places where they get their food are under a couple of metres of water maybe at a high tide. So what they do is they take a rest and they preen, and I'm sure they exchange information, not
Absolutely.
Necessarily talking.
Yeah.
And therefore you get to see them up close. And Harper's Island is a magnet for wading birds. Birds throughout the harbour at high tide. Up to 50, 60, even 70% of the birds in the harbour, or that area of the harbour, will be inside at the wetland a couple of hours either side of high tide, and curlews will be there in numbers. We've recorded hundreds there. Now, people are probably saying that the curlew is in danger and that there's only very small numbers left. So how are we going to see lots of them in Harper's or places like Harper's Island Nature Reserve? And the reason is Our own ones are definitely in trouble from a breeding point of view, between 100 and 200 at this stage, last count. And that's a decline of almost 95% in the last 30, 40 years, which is a horrendously dramatic drop in numbers of breeding birds. But in the winter, we are a favourite destination, as I mentioned already, for wading birds and wetland birds in the winter. And we get birds that have been breeding in the United Kingdom, in Northern Europe, Scandinavia, and they all come here. So you can see hundreds of them, but they're just mainly birds from other countries. They're not Irish curlews.
They're visitors, so to speak. Anyway, Absolutely. Get along to Harper's Island. We'll put a link on the website. We'll also put a link to that documentary that Jim is mentioning that Eric made about the curlew if you want to learn more about it. But it is a good way to get yourself into bird watching, particularly the waders. Jim said they're out in the open. You can see them clearly and the weather doesn't bother them. So it doesn't matter if it's raining. If it's the right time of day, a high tide, you know, an hour beforehand, you'll see them feeding, and after that you'll see them roosting. So do get out and have a look at them. And we will have a special programme on the 30th of December live for 2 hours from 9 a.m. to 11 about waders and garden birds, which we'll tell you a little bit more about later on. And Jim is working on a documentary about the actual creation of Harper's Island. It took a long time and it's absolutely fantastic. Jim, thank you very much indeed.